Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inside the Boards Study Smarter series, dedicated to helping you learn to think like a question writer so you can study smarter, not harder, and succeed on your exam.
Welcome to the Inside the Boards Study Smarter series. My name is Sarah Romani, and today's topic is going to be immunology pharmacology. Let's move on to our next question dissection. Starting off with the question, which of the following drugs is the physician referring to? A 33-year-old female comes to the physician for worsening intermittent blurry vision and fatigue over the past 4 months. During this time period, she has also experienced one episode of urinary incontinence. Vital signs are normal. Physical exam shows an anxious adult woman in no acute distress. Neuro exam shows 3+ reflexes in the knees bilaterally. Upon firm stroking of the dorsal foot, the great toes bilaterally dorsiflex and the other toes fan outwards. Brain MRI shows periventricular lesions, which confirms the diagnosis. The physician offers the patient treatment to help control her symptoms, but warns her about its flu-like side effects. Which of the following drugs is the physician referring to? Is it A, interferon alpha, B, interferon beta, C, interferon gamma, D, mycophenolate, or E, sirolimus? And the correct answer is B, interferon beta. This patient has many signs and symptoms that can present as multiple sclerosis. Oftentimes, optic neuritis is the first symptom seen in MS. This can lead to blurred vision as seen in this patient. Other symptoms include fatigue, bladder and bowel dysfunction, and incontinence, numbness, tingling, weakness, and spasticity, indicating a more upper motor neuron disease. Firm stroking of the dorsal foot of the great toes bilaterally dorsiflex and the other toes fanning outwards is describing a positive Babinski reflex. Interesting enough, patients commonly report that heat exacerbates their symptoms. MS is a result of demyelination from a lack of normal functioning oligodendrocytes, and we know that oligodendrocytes are our myelin-producing cells of the central nervous system. This results in slowing of nerve impulse conduction. Therefore, interferon beta is sometimes used in the treatment of relapsing MS. Notable side effects of interferons include depression, malaise, and flu-like symptoms. Additionally, patients taking interferons can experience low neutrophil counts, muscle weakness, and autoimmunity.
Thank you so much for listening. That's it for today. You've been listening to Inside the Boards, the best free audio resource for board prep and med school.